I went into the Apple store the other day fully intending to walk out with a Mac down Brian Norriar sitting down. And they pretty much talked me out of it when I told them what I wanted to do with it and told me to wait and get a new iPad, iPad mini at that, because it helped me into the screen so much. So I'd love to hear more from people after the meeting if anyone wants to sort of debate that issue with me. Seems to me they both, you know, they both have pages on them, they both have numbers. You know, there's the KSP reader, so on the surface to me it looks like a very viable solution, and it's something, a product I already know.
Do you use a keyboard right now? Like a physical keyboard, not the...
Sometimes. I have a Bluetooth keyboard, I use my phone sometimes.
Right, and you can certainly use that with the iPad, and depending on what you do, like if you want to do emails, if you want to... you know, like your relatively not too complicated documents, I don't know, you know, and other things, I think that may be a good enough solution for you. In terms of, do you already know how to edit, to text edit with the keyboard?
No.
Basic text editing on a Bluetooth keyboard is the same as text editing on the Mac. I use an Apple keyboard, for instance, with my iPhone, and the editing commands and many other commands are the same as I use on the Mac.
You have an iPhone, right?
Yep.
Unless you're going to use the larger screen for low vision type things, there's absolutely no value added to an iPad or whatever, I don't think, if you have an iPhone. I mean,
sometimes, occasionally I do use the screen to look at clothes, you know, and I want to see the color style, I might do that. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm invested in an iPad. That, I don't have a quibble with that.
I have an iPhone and an iPad. If I had to give one away, it would be the iPad. The iPhone with the keyboard is enough for me, personally, to do all the stuff that I want to do for my home life.
It sounds like you need to have a comparison between what does the Mac do versus what does the iPad do, and kind of figure it out from there, because...
I bought a keyboard for my iPhone, and I almost never use it, because Bluetooth or not, I hate having two devices out. I would pull out my MacBook Air before I would pull out the iPhone with the keyboard.
The Apple keyboard, there are two of them. There's one that is called a wireless keyboard that's typically used with an iOS device. It does have the control option, command keys, and all that on it. It has enough keys that you could use it on a MacBook or an iMac, for that matter, as the keyboard. Then there's a longer keyboard that has the number pad on it. Those are, neither of those are equivalent exactly to what the on-screen keyboard would be on an iPad. They're different.
The Apple keyboard is exactly the same that my MacBook, when I had a MacBook keyboard, was. The one that doesn't have the number.
Just want to add one thing to the discussion that Cindy was talking about as far as deciding what platform you need or what tool you need for a job. Generally, what's a good idea is make yourself a little bit of a spreadsheet sort of thing. Well, on one hand, you make a top 5 list of tasks you need to accomplish. Then going across on the other axis, going left to right, you make a little grid as to what devices you're considering, say a MacBook, iPad, a Windows machine, an Android device, and in the corresponding box, you make a little note to yourself, what do I have to do to accomplish this task, how difficult it is, and then to get that answer, you have to approach people who actually use these things on a daily basis, so there's a little bit of homework involved, and that really makes it a lot clearer as to what you will decide to use if you, you know, so need to have to make that decision. I think when you go into a store, you're talking to someone who is basically there to sell you a product, but may not necessarily be a person who has used the thing in an accessible manner, which you will, whether it be your low vision or non-visual. You know, a little bit of outside the store homework always pays off in the long run. That's about all I have to add. The physical keyboard is the same. That Apple wireless keyboard is ubiquitous. You know, whether you use it with an iOS device or a Macintosh, you can even hook it up to a PC, you know, if you really need to do that. I've actually done that. I mean, that itself, the physical keys are not going to change. But there is a subset of voiceover keyboard commands in iOS that are very similar to that in macOS, and I think that's what Maria was talking about.
I'm taking a class at UMass Boston, and I just received the information to go on the Blackboard, and I went on to it, and I'm able to see the discussion boards, but then when I go and try and enter into them, I can't figure out how to edit the discussion boards with JAWS. I emailed the accessibility person at UMass Boston to see if they have anything, but the only thing I'm able to do with the discussion boards besides enter into them is to see the posts that are already there. I can't figure out how to add any posts or edit the forms because I'm supposed to like answer questions on the discussion boards, but it doesn't make sense how to do that with JAWS. So I didn't know if anyone had any experience with Blackboard and JAWS.
I then trained somebody else who was at UMass. There were things you could do and things you couldn't, and unless I'm getting that mixed up with edX or one of these others, actually creating a message was not accessible. Reading other people's messages was. So I think that's an accessibility problem with Blackboard. I may be wrong, maybe mixing up
people. You might want to talk to someone like Kate Crowan, if you know Kate. She teaches at Perkins, but she worked for a long time at the Carroll Center, and she took courses at UMass Boston. And so I'm sure she knows what she could and couldn't do with that system. It might be worth looking her up at Perkins and giving her a call and see if she can give you a few minutes.
I want to respond to Christina. Given that you were asking whether I should contact the professor, before you do, you might want to talk to the person that at the university after all, there's supposed to be someone that to help you. So that if in working with the person, you both agree that this is not accessible, then when you write to the professor, at least there's somebody in the institution that can say, yes, this is the case.
I did contact Valerie Caven, who's the accessibility person for Blackboard, but I emailed her today because I didn't get the login information until late last night.
Working with her will back up your situation so that it's easier to say, look, I work with someone in-house, rather than saying I spoke to a million people outside, and because I don't know them.
You might also contact Freedom Scientific and, you know, have them do, you know, remote control, sort of take over your computer and themselves see whether it is possible. You are using JAWS, right?
Yeah.
When I'm using NLS Bard, I try to set the timer so that my book shuts off after a half an hour. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think I finally discovered that if I say, even to Siri, set the timer for 30 minutes, and then I go back to the book that I'm reading and I start the book to play, I think I have to make sure sometimes that even though I've told Siri to set the timer, I expect that Siri started the timer, but sometimes maybe it doesn't start the timer and sometimes it does. I don't know, has anybody else ever had any trouble with this?
Yes. The only way I can get this to work reliably with the BART is by turning on something else, like a radio program or a podcast program. I turn that on, then I set the timer, then I turn the BART on, and then it works. That does work for me. And the other thing is that I think they are going to upgrade
the BART program
with the timer.
Supposedly that's pretty near ready to go. They're probably waiting for iOS 9 to come out to make sure it works with that. That's my guess.
Where did this term A11Y come from? I think I know what it means. I think it means accessibility.
I think it has to do with, like, there's A and then there's 11 letters and then there's Y. I think that's how it's explained to me.
I think it was a Twitter shorthand for accessibility.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anyone in the room is using Workday or Kronos software in the workplace with the screen reader.
I don't know, Paul. I don't hear any takers on that.
Yeah, I guess I'm fine with that one. I'm like forced into taking training and using that in my job. That right off from the get-go, the first training, it does not look like it's going to be very accessible at all.
Wow.
Is this some kind of project management software or something, Paul?
It's for managers to manage employees, their work assignments and time and
okay.
And all that.
Okay.
I'm running Windows 7 and JAWS 16. The situation is I've opened an email, read the email, it has a link like to a survey or something. So I click on the link, takes me to the survey, I go through the survey. Every once in a while there's a page where you have to route JAWS to PC because the radio buttons don't speak. So you have to, the ordinary keys don't work. So I route JAWS to PC, and instead of hearing the survey page, I'm hearing the email screen that I saw before the survey started. I am hitting F11 because I want to make sure I have full screen. When I route JAWS to PC, it's reading some other screen other than the screen that I'm on right now, and I don't know why that is.
Is it possible that your auto forms mode is turned on and it's jumping into forms mode because it see something it thinks you want to fill out?
I don't know the answer. Never used.
And what if you, when you can't, those radio buttons aren't checked, instead of routing JAWS to PC, hit your PC cursor and then just tab through to see what the radio buttons are? Or at that point, if you hit your PC cursor, you've turned off your forms mode for the moment, and that allows you to see what the radio buttons are, either with tabs or with arrows.
Sometimes try insert Z. That used to work.
That actually turns off the virtual cursor.
Correct.
Which will make some web pages, a lot of web pages, unreadable.
Yes, but sometimes when you're working with radio buttons,
sometimes you just change it into an NVDA. I mean, I had stuff where it doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
And changing to NVDA, it works.
Or go to Firefox.
Firefox.
Yeah, two different versions of Firefox. One version of Internet Explorer. I probably end up using Google Chrome at some point. All manner of things just to get a full set that other people have as a matter of most.
Yeah.